This is WSKG News. New York's delegation to the RNC is in the national spotlight for casting the votes that put Donald Trump over the top for the presidential nomination this week. But not all of the state's politicians are in agreement over Trump's most controversial foreign policies. Karen DeWitt reports.
There was a frequent refrain from Donald Trump at rallies throughout the campaign, including this event in Albany back in April.
We're going to build a wall, the likes of which you've never seen before.
And as nearly everyone has heard by now, Trump says Mexico is going to pay for it. New York's Republicans, who are generally more moderate than the rest of the nation, now say they are solidly behind Trump, and they were proud to deliver the votes to bring him over the top at the convention. But if you drill down deeper, many top Republicans remain uncomfortable with the wall, as well as Trump's varying statements on restricting immigration, including banning immigrants from Muslim countries. Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, who ran for governor in 2014, is not in favor of Trump's immigration ideas, and he says Trump has used some words that he would never use.
I really try to build bridges and not walls. You know, I was in Mexico a couple months ago, signed an agreement with the governor of Puebla, and the fruition of that was last week when we had 8 students from Puebla, Mexico, come to Westchester and take courses at Westchester Community College. And, you know, I think that's a better way. But I understand what he's saying. We have an immigration system that is completely broken in this country. And I have to deal with it as county executive. There's no question about it. And any executive has to deal with that. So there are consequences to that.
But Astorino says he still thinks Trump would do much better running the country than Hillary Clinton.
Do I agree with everything he says? No, but I didn't agree with my parents on everything either. And I never agreed with any politician 100%. But overall, I think he will be much better for the country, especially with the things we're all concerned about, the economy, terrorism, national security, taxes. Check, 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 check on him.
State Senate GOP leader John Flanagan from Long Island says there are some practical obstacles to building a wall along the entire U.S. border with Mexico, though he says he, too, is concerned with illegal immigration. But he says he would never advocate going as far as Trump is proposing for Muslim immigrants.
Banning Muslims, no. Do I think we have to have strict adherence to security policies to protect the American citizens? Absolutely.
Senate Republicans are struggling to maintain control of the Senate in November in an increasingly blue state. Carl Paladino, the Buffalo businessman and also former gubernatorial candidate, was an early Trump supporter, and he's now running Trump's campaign in New York. Paladino has no problem with the wall. He says Trump is only voicing what many people really think when they are freed from political correctness.
He said, I'm going to build a wall, and the Mexicans are going to pay for it. Well, it took a couple months, and then people realized, this guy can do that, okay? He doesn't have the same restrictions that the progressives describe to us as absolutes. They're not absolutes, okay? There's a different way of living. There's a different approach to things. We do it every day in the private sector. We negotiate from power. You don't negotiate from weakness, okay? We negotiate from power, and that's what Donald Trump will have. He'll have that power because he's willing to go and say, you mess with us, Mexico, you're going to have to pay the dues for that, okay? And the dues you're not going to like.
State GOP Chairman Ed Cox offers a more diplomatic response, saying, view the wall as a symbol of the country's stalled immigration policies.
It's a question of protecting our boundaries so that America is secure. That's what he's talking about. And the wall is a metaphor for that.
But that said, Cox says he believes that if elected, Trump will actually build it. In Cleveland, I'm Karen DeWitt.